Be just like Ali ibn Abi Talib radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Yes, like Ali. Like Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, during his time, Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu lost his shield in one of the battlefields. So a Jewish man managed to grab hold of it. And then one day while Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is in the market, he saw his shield on a table or in a store to be sold by a Jewish man. So Ali said, "This is my shield, and I lost it on the battlefield." The Jewish man said, "It's my shield and it's my hand." Ali was the Khalifa back then. Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was the Khalifa back then. Ali doesn't need anyone. All Ali says, "I'll take it." And the Jewish man does not even dare to say a word. And Ali said, "But this is my shield and I lost it on the battlefield." So the Jewish man said, "But it's my shield and I've got my hands on it." So Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu did not want to abuse his power. He did not want to abuse his authority. So they went to Qadi Shuraih. Qadi Shuraih is one of the most famous judges during the time of the Sahaba, or during the time of Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and is one of the most well respected and prominent judges that the Muslim Ummah had ever known. So Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu goes to Qadi Shuraih in the court, in front of the judge with that Jewish man. And who's Ali? Ali is the Khalifa, he's the leader. Ali is the leader radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He stands before Qadi Shuraih. And then Qadi Shuraih tells him, "Abu al-Hasan." So Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu tells him, "No, don't call me Abu al-Hasan, because it's like you are favoring me over this man. Call me Ali." And then he tells him, "Oh Ali, what's your issue?" He says, "This is my shield and I lost it on one of the battlefields and I found it in the hands of this Jewish man." So Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was asked by Shuraih, "Do you have any witnesses?" He says, "I have my two children, Hasan and Hussein." So Shuraih says, "I'm sorry, I can't have your two children, your two sons as witnesses. This is conflict of interest, as we know in Islam." So Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu asked him, Shuraih asked Ali, "Do you have any other witnesses?" Ali said, "No." So he asked the Jewish man, "Where did you get this from?" He said, "It's mine." He said, "Do you have any witnesses, or can you make an oath that it belongs to you?" He said, "I'll make an oath that it belongs to me. I'll make an oath that belongs to me." So Shuraih said, "The matter and the case is closed. The shield belongs to the Jewish man. Sorry, Ali, you did not bring witnesses forward." And this man made an oath, "Al-bayyinatu ala al-mudda'i wal-yaminu ala man ankar," as the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam says in the hadith, that the one who brings forward a case, he needs to bring witnesses or needs to bring proof and evidence. The one that's in denial could make an oath. So here Shuraih makes the judgment and the verdict that the shield stays in the hands of the Jewish man. So before the Jewish man walks out of the court, he says, "Wallahi, I say ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh, that this is a character of prophets and messengers, and by Allah I found this shield on the day that you dropped it on the battlefield and it's yours now." So Ali radiallahu ta'ala said, "Wallahi, it is a gift from me to you as a Muslim brother now." This is akhlaq al-Islam. This is the character of Muslims. This is the character I need to have.